Consecration. Sabbath keepers will be tested and proved. A close and searching work must go on among the people of God. How soon, like ancient Israel, we forget God and his wondrous works and rebel against him. Some look to the world and desire to follow its fashions and participate in its pleasures in the same manner that the children of Israel looked back into Egypt and lusted for the good things they had enjoyed there, which God chose to withhold from them to prove them and thereby test their fidelity to him. He wished to see if his people valued more highly his service and the freedom he had so miraculously given them than the indulgences they enjoyed in Egypt while in servitude to a tyrannical, idolatrous people. Every true follower of Jesus will have sacrifices to make. God will prove them and test the genuineness of their faith. I have been shown that picnics, donations, shows, and other gatherings of pleasure the true followers of Jesus will discard. They can find no Jesus there and no influence which will make them heavenly-minded and increase their growth in grace. The word of God obeyed leads us to come out from all these things and be separate. The things of the world are sought for and considered worthy to be admired and enjoyed by all those who are not devoted lovers of the cross and are not spiritual worshipers of a crucified Jesus. There is chaff among us, and this is why we are so weak. Some are constantly leaning to the world. Their views and feelings harmonize much better with the spirit of the world than with Christ's self-denying followers. It is perfectly natural for them to prefer the company of those whose spirit will best agree with their own, and such have quite too much influence among God's people. They take a part with them, and have a name among them, and are a text for unbelievers and the weak and unconsecrated ones in the church. These persons of two minds will ever have objections to the plain, pointed testimony which reproves individual wrongs. In this refining time, these persons will either be converted wholly and sanctified by obeying the truth, or they will be left with the world, where they belong, to receive their reward with them. By their fruits ye shall know them. All of Christ's followers bear fruit to his glory. Their lives testify that a good work has been wrought in them by the Spirit of God, and their life is unto holiness. It is elevated and pure. Those who bear no fruit have no experience in the things of God. They are not in the vine. Read John 15, verse 4, 5. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If we would be spiritual worshippers of Jesus Christ, we must sacrifice every idol and fully obey the first four commandments. Matthew 22, verse 37-38. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The first four commandments allow us no separation of the affections from God, nor is anything allowed to divide or share our supreme delight in him. Whatever divides the affections and takes away from the soul supreme love to God takes the form of an idol. Our carnal hearts would cling to and seek to carry along our idols, but we cannot advance until we put them away, for they separate from God. The great head of the church has chosen his people out of the world and required them to be separate. He designs that the spirit and life of his commandments shall draw them to himself and separate them from the elements of the world. To love God and keep his commandments is to be far from loving the world's pleasures and friendship. There is no concord between Christ or Belial. The people of God may safely trust in Him alone and without fear press on in the way of obedience.